You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Download the Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads to get the latest news, videos, and photos straight from the team to your device. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here on a newsworthy day. Obviously, Mary Kay Cabot reporting that the Browns facing a possible suspension, fine, loss of draft pick, and text gate for former general manager Ray Farmer. I'm hearing that I think it's probably going to be something very slight if anything happens at all to the Browns in that one. Maybe a little slap on the wrist, a fine or something, but I don't expect that this is going to be a big deal, and I do expect it to be resolved in the next couple of weeks. We're going to go back to phone lines now, 216-578-0850, and we will go to Richard in Phoenix. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hello. Always enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to say that when you look at an organization, you have to take a look at the top end. From the time Haslam was thrust upon the city, from of all places, Pittsburgh, what have we had? Pilot Flying J, $92 million scandal. Here's someone that's the CEO of a large corporation, claims that he didn't know what happened. Most people, if their kid comes home with an extra $5, they get to the bottom of it. Then we go out and hire Lombardi and Banner, two of the three clowns that just really embarrassed the city. Then the coaching process, the process of hiring a coach, Pettin, makes the city look like a joke once again. And then when you have two first-round draft picks, somebody didn't do a little basic due diligence. I've read just in the last couple of days some of the background on Johnny Manziel that a lot of people apparently know. I am not a fan of gossip, and so I typically turn off conversations dealing with Manziel off the football field. But to see that his father took away a car from him in high school because he was drinking alcohol, and then to find out that Justin Gilbert has been late to practices in college, means that somebody did no due diligence. You cannot have a successful NFL franchise by botching two first-round draft choices. Then you have a coach sitting on a plane with Josh Gordon, watching him drink, and not knowing that he was not allowed to do so. Then this offseason, what do we get? We get an offensive coordinator with no background, no history, a 29-year-old quarterback coach that's never coached in the NFL. No wonder the team is a joke. And I attend Browns backers events coast to coast in some places around the world. And the passion of the fans is not deserved by this current owner. Unfortunately, you can't get rid of an owner, but there's a Chinese proverb that basically translates to the fish rots first from the head.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for your call.
When you listen, it is easy to paint a very unflattering picture of what is going on here, as our caller just did there. Yes, it is inexcusable that Mike McDaniel was on that plane with Josh Gordon when he was drinking, if anybody on the plane was aware of it. And frankly, I feel like somebody should have been, Gordon himself, and that's, you know, Drew Rosenhaus should have let him know. Somebody should have known that. And Mike McDaniel, by the way, no longer with the Cleveland Browns. I think one of the things that you realize when we've talked about this before on the show, that some of the things that are coming out in these stories that may be true, may not be true, but we've heard enough about it that maybe where there's smoke, there's fire. People, you know, football, Bill Belichick always stresses to his players, do your job. You do your job, and you're one of 11, you do your job. And I think in an organization as well, it comes down to that as well. Personnel people do the personnel, coaches do the coaching, and, you know, business side do the business side, et cetera, and do your job. If everybody kind of stays in their lanes, then I think you have a better chance for success. And I think that the Browns in maybe the spirit of collaboration overdid such things, and now I think they're going to find their way. I feel that the Browns are in a better position right now, despite the fact that Johnny Manziel's in rehab, Josh Gordon is suspended, and that all these articles are coming out. You got TechGate, whatever, and this article from Jason Lock and Fora, as a football organization than they were a year ago. I truly believe that.
I agree. I agree with you. And again, it's the feel that I get. And the feel that I had during the season, you know, when things were going good, or there even when there was a setback in Jacksonville, even when Brian Hoyer threw the three picks and there was discourse with him as the quarterback of this team, I think everybody was hungry for a change. And in some cases, we went to a guy who just flat out was not ready. He was a sexy pick. But I do concur, being in this building every day, there are people hungry to grow this brand in the most positive way possible, to add value to your season tickets or to the tickets that you buy and tune in to watch this product each and every Sunday, even though they can't guarantee a result, because that's why we play the games. Everybody is hard at work on a daily basis, the coaches included, to put a better product on the field and to make Northeast Ohio and Browns backers all across the country proud of this organization.
Yeah, and I think obviously it's unfortunate. You know, obviously people are very unhappy with what is going on here today, and I understand it. We got Don on a cell. Don, welcome to the show.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to take a little different take here, okay? And not that I'm defending the Browns. I'm a lifelong fan, well over 50 years old, okay? But, you know, yeah, this looks bad, and there's a lot of things that look bad. But what amazes me is how the NFL picks and chooses what to investigate and what to pull draft picks and suspensions and all this stuff from. You had a team in our division, the Baltimore Ravens, to basically harbor a white beater, okay? And it had the videos and everything else from this incident with Ray Rice and his wife, but did nothing about it until it came out in the media. Am I correct in saying that, first off?
Nothing significant was done, yes.
Nothing significant was done, okay? And we're talking about a couple of text messages and suspending the guy for 4 games and taking draft picks away. Am I missing something here?
And again, I don't think that anything significant is going to happen there. But you're right. There are certain standards, et cetera, that are applied to different things. But the Browns shouldn't be putting themselves in such positions, I think. And ultimately, hopefully, they will be able to move past this and not have another incident like this again.
And also, too, the one thing that I'll shine a light on, just our caller's comment about some insignificant, just a few text messages. Well, in Josh Gordon's words, it was 2 beers and 2 drinks. But it was breaking the rules under which he had to abide. So if you are to have no communication, that means no communication. So one text is too many, just as one positive test for Josh Gordon is too many, and he's had multiple. So you just can't say, well, just a text message, you know. And there's no excuse for it. You have to play by the rules.
You've got to, and certainly that is what is going to be found out, and we'll find out what happens there. Let's go to Larry in Atlanta now. Larry, welcome to the show.
Actually, this is Ray in Atlanta.
Ray?
Thanks.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Great, man.
Oh, good.
Hey, you know what? The guy in Phoenix kind of stole a little bit of my thunder. Myself, I'm a lifelong Browns fan as well, man. My family has season tickets. I come to games regularly in Cleveland as well as the away games. And, man, everything that has come out is really bad since pretty much week 11 of the season. And going back to the opening segment where Matt says perhaps that no one should come out in a press conference setting and answer questions from the media, and I totally and completely disagree.
In due time was my point, not immediately.
Hear me out, Matt. Facts are, man, these guys completely missed in the first round of the draft last year. Our GM
as of
is
now,
under
through 1 year, that is correct.
Under one, man, it's a lot of first round picks and second round picks this past year that performed very well. So
they are in our second round pick, Joel Bitonio. People thought was one of the best picks.
And I also agree with you that the overall talent on the roster has been upgraded.
Sure, but it hurts missing the 2 first rounders. Yes.
Hear me out, Matt. The front office is under investigation for TextGate. All right? Draft picks missed in the first round. 2B in rehab. And wide receiver, pretty much the best player on the team, is banned from the league. Man, I think the president, the GM, and the owner, since all are in questions, should hold a press conference real soon to answer these questions, because I'm a paying customer. I want to know the direction of the organization from the top men. Period.
I concur with your point. What I meant was, in saying that I don't mean today, tomorrow, the next day, while the fire is looming very large right now, that they feel the need to get in front of a microphone and put that fire out. Yes, they in some cases would meet the demand of you, the paying customer, the season ticket holders, and the fans, but also too, the fire that has been started or the gasoline that had been poured on it was by someone who does not have 100% correct information, and you're feeding that frenzy, you're feeding that media frenzy, and in some cases, you're at the beg and call of the media. So in that case, I thought, take our time and do it strategically, touch upon those, but then as you said, focus and get sold on the direction that this team is going and how they're going to go out and address some of the holes that they have at certain positions and how collectively are they going to give you a better product on Sundays and win more football games.
And that's the goal. That's what they are trying to do. That's what they are trying to work on. That's what the meeting was certainly about down in South Florida. Chevy, our guy, Chevy in New Jersey, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, I just want to say that this show is so informative, so positive, so professional. I don't know a show anywhere that I'd rather listen to than you guys. You guys
are
amazing.
Thank you, Chevy.
And I got to say this. I'm all about Jimmy Haslam. He's the man. He put his money where his mouth is. He got this place where we are now. We're one draft away, and if Johnny Football comes out of there and he follows up with that program, and by the way, my sponsor last night said he would certainly sponsor him. Anyway, I'm positive. I'm really hopeful. I enjoy the show. Just want to tell you guys, you're the best. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right, we'll be back with more reaction to all these stories about the Cleveland Browns when we come back here on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Been through a whole lot, trial, tribulation, but I know God, Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.